producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3-7569. So nobody wants to call in and do their sweet baboo, huh, for Valentine's Day. Well, all right, I have, as I said, I looked up. I've been kind of looking through things. I was in a doctor's office yesterday, so I got to read through old magazines. And these weren't particularly out of date, but they were just suggesting that that you should take, you know, that Valentine's Day this year falls on a weekend. It's tomorrow. It's Saturday night. And so that they have all these fancy menus. And the cheapest one I found was $80 per person. It was a seafood restaurant that I think it was Korean seafood restaurant. And then if you wanted, because this gave me the first clue, or maybe it was Japanese, that you could compare, that you could for another $40, so it's $120 per person, you could add sake tasting to it. It seems to me, if you do, I don't know about other people, if you do sake tasting, you don't need to do the food, because you won't be able to taste anything, and you'll be gone by the, you know, by the second cup of sake. So, but they're incredibly expensive. I mean, as I said, the most expensive one was $800 per person. I don't think it included tip or tax. I mean, it's just an outrageous amount of money. As I said, you could buy a small country for that. All right, so here's some things to do that if you don't feel like you want to go the traditional route of chocolates and roses and stuff like that. One of the things to do that sort of cements relationships is to take a risk together. You've heard that, for example, soldiers view each other as brethren, you know, because they've gone through life and death situations. And adrenaline seems to be one of those sort of crazy glues that keeps people together forever. I'm not suggesting that you should rob a bank together. This is not Bonnie and Clyde. But to go bungee jumping together, or to go take a Bondurant driving course together, or to go hot air ballooning together, or to go, I mean, even ice skiing or something together, to go and do something that's a little bit risky, so you get the adrenaline going, and because it does seem to bind people closer together. And if you think about, if you've been in a long-term relationship, some of the things that you remember the best were the high intensity, high emotional kind of thing, where you were worried about something, or somebody wasn't home on time, or there was something that happened. So, again, this is not, I'm one of those people who likes sort of doing something new. I'm not particularly an adrenaline junkie. Doing things that are dangerous don't really appeal to me greatly, but doing things that are fun do. Taking a speedboat ride. Speed is one of the things that is kind of fun for me. So taking a powerboat ride, or taking a power squadron course together, or even taking a course together where you have to take an exam, or public speaking, anything like that, where it's kind of an intense experience that you do together. The idea, as I've said repeatedly, is the problem about sex is not that we're physically naked, it's that we're emotionally naked, or if you're doing it right, you should be. So if basically you can figure out some questions to ask each other, and then sort of go back and forth with the answers. So the idea being, and this presumably is somebody that you know and that you trust, that this is not necessarily a first date kind of thing. And these are some kind of questions that just, that people don't necessarily ask each other after a first date or after they've been online. And if you could go, if you could have dinner with anybody you wanted, who would it be? Would you like to be famous? And if so, what way? If you had a crystal ball, would you want to know what was going to happen next? Now, some of these, I think that I'm not a fan, as you know, for those of you who go to Facebook, that answering yes or no is not very productive. What you want to do is ask somebody, why this would be or how it would be or whatever. What's on your bucket list? Saying three things that we both, you know, that we both feel or do or whatever. I wish I had somebody with whom I could share blank. What would be a perfect day? What do you view as the biggest accomplishment so far in your life? How do you define friendship? Is there anybody you tell everything to? Say something that you like about the other person. I mean, they're all, you can see that these are kind of, I don't think these are really first date questions as much as let's spend some time instead of going to a movie and letting someone else do the talking. Let's just talk about each other and try to get to know each other a little bit. What's your favorite song? Have you ever sung to somebody else? Let's see, this is an interesting one. If you were going to go to 90 and retain either the mind or the body of a 30-year-old for the last 60 years of your life, which would you want? I know what I'd choose. Which would you choose, Vanny?
Say that one more time.
If you knew that you were going to live to 90 and you could retain either the mind or the body of a 30-year-old, which would you choose?
Probably the body because...
Yeah.
Yeah, the body, obviously, because...
At your 90, mind, you get smarter as you get older.
Right, exactly. You would know a lot more at 90 than you would at 30 anyway.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Exactly. And if you've got the body of a 30-year-old, presumably, assuming you were healthy at 30, that as long as you're healthy, you've got time. And as long as you've got time, everything will work out.
Mm-hmm.
Right, what was the most embarrassing thing you've ever done? I was asked that once in a job interview, and I said, I don't do embarrassing things. I'm not going to give anybody that kind of information about me in a job interview.
Not giving you something to hold over my
head. Yeah, right. Here's Blackmail City.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you feel is too serious to be joked about? And there are certainly some things that fall into that category. What are you most grateful for?
Hmm.
How do you get along with your mom or your dad? Hmm. If you sort of were kidnapped by aliens at this moment, what would be your regret? What would you have said to somebody that if you knew you were going to go, you would have said?
Hmm.
I mean, so you can see that and these don't take a huge amount of ingenuity to sort out. It's just sort of getting to know somebody and letting them get to know you in a kind of a non-threatening way, which I think is a much better use of the time on Valentine's Day or any day than going to a movie or going to a concert or going to a play, even though... We know I love movies. We know I love plays. And here's something we used to do in yoga. I've done this, a number of different places in a number of different contexts, which is look into somebody else's eyes without blinking, basically, without talking, for 4 full minutes. Have you ever done that?
Not talking for 4 minutes?
No, talking and looking into somebody's eyes.
Oh.
It's tricky stuff.
Hmm.
Our tendency is to glance at somebody's eyes,
mm-hmm.
and supposedly the copulatory gaze, which is, when you decide yes or no if I'm interested in somebody, is 20 seconds worth. So this is 4 minutes. And we tend to do it, I think, when we're first with somebody and we're sort of making, when we talk about making eyes at somebody, I think that's part of what we're talking about is just sort of gazing into their eyes, with the notion being that windows are the... Or that eyes are the window to the soul, so that we sort of... But those are a much better use of Valentine's Day. Than I made a deal with one of the guys downstairs. He said, you want to be Valentine's? And I said, yeah. I said, do I get chocolate? And he said, yeah, Monday. So it works for me.
Yeah.
I told this story before when I was in college. I said to everybody... come to my room. We'll do an Easter egg. So everybody showed up on Sunday morning. And I said, what are you doing? And they said, we're here for the Easter egg hunt. And I said, no, Easter egg hunts are on Monday, always. They're always the Monday following Easter. They said, what are you talking about? An Easter egg hunt is always on Easter morning. Well, I grew up in a large family with no money. And my mother was convinced that Easter egg hunts were always on Monday because she would go and buy all the stuff. The bunnies and the rabbits and the baskets and the bread. When it was half as price or 75% off the next day. So don't listen to my mother. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's what I'm here to do, is exactly that. 855-99-37569. Rachel, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My question is, it's about job seeking, mostly.
Okay.
I'm 31, married, no kids, and I've been looking for a new job basically for the last 3 months. Sort of
okay.
A job that's more on my career path, less of a transient part-time sort of stuff. And
what is your career path?
Well, I just got my master's in sustainable food systems, so that's my career. It's a little vague, I understand.
I was just going to say, what would the ideal job consist of? Would you be working for a grocery chain or a farm or a government agency or what?
Well, my background is in farming, actually. So that's where my true passions lie. But I want to be farming for myself and my family, not for someone else necessarily. So my true, like, what I really wanted to do was actually the job that I had for basically the last year, but I just actually left last week. It turned into a very part-time position working for a nonprofit, and I was working with kids from inner-city youth with an urban farm and community gardens and with school gardens.
Okay.
And so it was really perfect, but it ended up not being perfect. I think there were some money issues and a little bit of conflict with management, and it kind of became very unpleasant, so I left. And I have another job lined up. It's only part time, and it's something that I'm. It's within like agriculture, but it's not enough to sustain me at all because it's really part time. But
you mean when you sustain? Are we talking intellectually or financially or both?
Mostly financially, but I do think there will be a little bit of an issue like intellectually too.
Okay.
But, I mean, I have a lot of passion for this. It's like helping people who want to be farming find the farmland to be able to do that. So I have a lot of empathy for the job, for the people that I would be helping out now. But the question comes down to the fact that I just saw a job posting for a job that was essentially what I just left, but it's full-time, has benefits, it's way more sustainable financially, and it's going to be in a different area of the state. The commute will be about the same of the job that I just left. So I know that I have to apply to it because it's really, I'm super qualified for it. But I also am feeling like I don't want to screw over the people that I just accepted a part-time job with in case this works out. And so I guess I'm looking for a different perspective on how I can go about this. I'm assuming that I'm gonna interview and it's gonna go well and they're gonna offer me the job. That's a scenario I want to be able to work with.
All right. Well, first of all, I agree with you. I think you should apply for it because there's no guarantee that you'll get it. Even though I hear that you're very optimistic. The job, the part time job that you've accepted would start when?
Orientation and my training will start next week. I have to go up to New Hampshire for that. So it's a day's trip.
Okay. And would you be working out of the area that you're living in now?
Yeah, I can basically work from home, and it's going to be a matter of some travel within the state.
Okay. So here's what I would
8
do.
8 hours. Sorry.
Go ahead with the 8 hours. What's the 8 hours?
Oh, just that it's an 8-hour minimum per week, and then usually up to 16, or maybe a little more, depending on funding and projects.
Okay, is the dream job that you're going to apply for is how many hours a week?
It's full time.
Okay.
So 40.
Rachel, you got no kids.
I know.
What would
I
stop
want
you from?
Kids, though.
Well, that's all right, but you don't have them now. And unless I'm mistaken, it's going to take the better part of a year, like 9 months, if you got pregnant this afternoon. Which means apply for the job, the full time job. If you get it, figure out a way to do both. I mean, it seems like they would probably dovetail with one another. One, you can work out of your house. 8 hours a week is basically one extra day a week. So you may be working. You may be working 48 hours a week, which is not exactly a killer load. And presumably, one of several things will happen. Either The two will dovetail well together. You may end up figuring out a grant to write, so that, which is what I was going to suggest before we found out about the perfect job that you already want, is begin sort of thinking about how to do what you want to do by yourself, as opposed to getting a paycheck from somebody. Become an entrepreneur, which means writing a grant or making some contacts to get people to support you. But I mean, I would go ahead and apply for the dream job. Go ahead and get trained for the other job. If you can work out of your house and it's a minimum of 8 hours a week, you could probably easily do both.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you're going to be busy, but you don't, I mean, mm-hmm. Look, if it's any comfort to you, it's nothing. At one point, I was a full-time graduate student and a full-time engineer. You don't even have to worry about budgeting your time. You just have no time. But you don't do it forever. And it makes you incredibly efficient about stuff. And, I mean, if there's a commute involved, maybe you take a train rather than drive, so that you can do some of this stuff, you know, that if you had an hour a day that you could do the part-time job, that, you know, that only leaves three extra hours. That, I mean, I think it sounds very doable. They sound fairly compatible with one another and kind of enriching. I mean, they just fit so nicely together, and you'd have some great contacts, some great experience, some serious jingle in your jeans, and a sort of variety of experience to be able to think about doing this for yourself. Because if you have kids at some point, you may want to be able to do something that is very much you directed as opposed to someone else directed, in terms of how you do it and whether you have additional staff and whether you do it out of the house and whatever. But it sounds like a great situation, and you really don't have to decide anything at this moment because you don't have the other job. But if you get it, I mean, it would seem to me an obvious thing to do is to combine them. And it may be that the other job, the full-time job, you can do instead of doing 8 hours a day for 5 days a week, that you can do 9 hours a day for 4 days a week, or 9.5 hours, so that you have one extra day to do this. I mean, it sounds very doable.
Okay. All right. I think I was just worried about sort of leading on this part-time gig and then having to tell them in...
But you don't. I mean, and look, anybody who hires somebody with a master's degree as part-time understands that they're very likely going to move on. I mean, that most people have master's degrees, unless there's a reason, unless you're dealing with an elderly parent or, you know, kids in daycare or whatever. But it sounds to me that you may be able to bring the expertise from both separate situations to great benefit to both different jobs. You get to be like me. You get to be a conduit.
I would love to be like you. Thank you.
All right. Well, go for it, kiddo. All right.
All right, thanks.
So go apply and think about how you combine them, and you're off and running. If you need some more help, call me back. Jennifer, you'll be next. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Growth can be an intimidating six-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one eight-letter word, G-R-A-I-N-G-E-R, Granger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over 1 million products across almost every category, Granger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite four-letter word is? W-O-R-K. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffer from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I have a mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, a question for you.
Okay.
Okay. My daughter-in-law, with whom I get along very well, is generally an excellent driver, and I am not. Now they have a little girl. They adopted the baby about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And when my daughter-in-law is driving, she tends to turn around to look at the baby and talk to her in the back seat and takes her eyes off the road.
Scary.
Okay. And
scary. Yeah, scary.
Yeah, definitely. And I, as I say, am not an excellent driver and have gotten hit that way, not taking my eyes off the road, but somebody has hit me, and this has happened a couple of times. So this really bothers me. It is the second time that I went with her, just she and I and the baby, and I don't know how to approach manage the situation? That's my question. If I say something to her, she won't ask me again to go with them, and I enjoy it, and I love, you know, going with
Let me make a suggestion to you.
Sure.
When you're with her, I mean, there are two separate problems. One is that she's not being very safe with the baby.
Right.
And the solution to that may be a mirror or something. I don't know. We can come back to that in a minute. The second is that when you're with her, it's a problem. So one of the possibilities is when you're with her, say, look, I'll stay in the back seat with the baby so you don't have to worry about monitoring her.
Mm-hmm.
And that may actually solve the problem, because that way you'll be playing with the baby and she's, you know, she's not worried and whatever. But it's incredibly dangerous to do that.
Yes. But what about when she is...
Well, that's what I'm just trying to figure.
And I'm not there.
You know what? I know what you can do.
Okay.
I just came up with a great idea.
Okay.
And I don't know how we do this, but someone will figure it out. You can buy such inexpensive video cameras, and so you could have like a little video camera and the screen that's in front of her, so she can just glance down and look at the baby.
Oh, okay.
Is that a good idea? I just came up with that.
Well,
some car manufacturer is going to come up with that, because they already have video screens in SUVs. But somebody's going to say put the baby in the front seat, but it turns out it's not safe to have the baby in the front seat.
Yeah, no, that we can't do.
No, but I think the two solutions, I would go to, where could you go? Go to Radio Shack.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's going to come up with an idea. I'm sure somebody other than me has got to have come up with this idea. Video cameras are so spy cameras. You can buy little tiny cameras, and they're not very expensive, and you could have one that faces the baby, and then with the screen up front. Now, the screen up front is going to be somewhat distracting, but it's a hell of a lot less distracting than turning around and looking at the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And especially the baby seats, for young kids, they're supposed to be with the solid part of the back of the seat toward the mom, so you can't even see anything.
Yeah, it's pretty sturdy.
Yeah. All right, so go and ask somebody, or maybe Google it. Somebody's got a solution to this, because I can't have been the first person who thought it up. The cameras are so small and so portable and so easy to sort of transmit that's what you need to do. So go find it, and you're going to give that to her as a gift. And when you're with her, you're going to sit in the back seat of the car.
I'll give it a try.
Do we love that? That's my favorite idea that I've ever come up with. And no one's invented it. We're going to call it the Joy Cam.
Well, see, I have a brilliant friend, and I asked her advice, and her advice was, call Dr. Brown.
Tell your friend thank you. And I think go to a spy shop, go to a Radio Shack, go to any place, because they'll make, their cameras are so small. I can remember 5 years ago when I did one of the TV shows where we had this whole collection of, they make ones that look like teddy bears, and you could just mount it on the back of the front seat and with a camera on the dashboard, so she can monitor the baby.
Oh, okay. I'll see if we can work it out.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can give it to her for Mother's Day.
Okay.
In the meantime, ride in the back seat. Rachel, you're on the air on Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Blessing to see you, first of all.
Thank you.
I am a female, 44 years old.
Okay.
Okay. I've been through a lot as a child as well as an adult. You know, I've been through everything there is to be. You know, domestic
violence.
Rachel,
tell me what's going on today.
Excuse me?
Tell me what's going on today.
I have a partner.
A partner?
Yes, a partner, a person I live with.
Okay, you're not married?
No, I'm not.
Okay, how long have you been together?
4 to 5 years.
Okay, do you have kids together?
No.
Do you have children? Either of you have children from other relationships?
No, he has one, but he's 28.
Okay.
I have a daughter that she's in college.
Okay, so what's today's issue, Rachel?
Well, I don't know if I should let go or not.
Why? What's the problem?
Well, it's the point that I would have said,
Rachel, take a deep breath. What's making you unhappy? You're thinking about 14 things at the same time, so you're not communicating very clearly.
Yeah, it's a hard issue.
All right, listen, Rachel, I want you to just tell me in two sentences, no more, and not long run-on sentences, just two sentences, what the problem is today. All right? I'm not Oprah. I'm a therapist, all right? And I will help you if you tell me what's going on. We don't do psychobabble. We don't talk about abstractions. Just tell me what's going on, all right?
Okay. I met this individual.
No.
Which is the person I am with.
Rachel, start with today. We'll go backward if we need to. Yeah, start with today.
Well, today the issue is, should I leave or should I...
Rachel, what is this person doing that's making you unhappy today?
Making me feel miserable.
By doing what? No, Rachel, Rachel, listen. This isn't going to work. Somebody, is this person hitting you?
Is this person what?
Has this person ever hit you?
No.
Okay,
no.
Good. Does this person pay the rent?
Yes, he does.
Okay. Do you have a job?
I changed my career and I'm studying.
So you're a student?
Yes.
So does this person pay all the bills?
Yes, he does.
If you toss this person out, how are you going to take care of yourself?
Well, actually, I've been a survivor now.
No, Rachel, I don't want to hear it. This is not that kind of show.
Okay.
What
yes.
if... Do
it's
you,
going to be difficult.
Well, then, Rachel, what you need to do is you certainly don't stay with somebody because you can't support yourself. But before you toss them out, you better figure out how to do that, which means you may need to figure out, you may not be able to afford to go to school right now. What's your highest level of education?
I have a bachelor's in administration.
Great. Okay. So when's the last time you had a job?
Well, 20 years as an administrator of restaurants.
Okay. So when did you, why are you not in that job now?
I changed my career to occupational therapist now.
And when did you do that?
2 years ago.
Okay. So how much longer do you have to do to get your degree in occupational therapy?
1 year.
How would you support yourself for the next year?
I understand your point of view, which you're right.
Pardon me?
I said I understand your point of view, which you're right. You know?
Yeah, because I don't want you to stay in a relationship that doesn't work because you need to finish school. And that's not fair to you or to him because, you know, you don't want to use somebody just to pay the bills if you really don't want to be with them. But I think that's something, that's a practical notion. And maybe you can go to the school where you have some administrative skills. And maybe you can either get a scholarship or you can do some work there or you can get a part-time job. But I think if you're really thinking about leaving, that you're going to be able to make better choices if you can take care of yourself. Because, look, let me tell you what happens. You're telling me that this guy isn't very thoughtful about to you right now. Let's say he doesn't put the lid down on the john, all right? Hopefully it's something a little bit more important than that. But let's assume that that's what it is. If you know that you can get a part-time job, you can find a place to live, you can support yourself, you're much more likely to say to him, look, fella, the next time you hear that splash in the middle of the night, translate that as your toast. I'm not going to do this anymore. I've asked you for 5 years to put the lid down, and you're not doing it, so we can't go any farther. On the other hand, if you know that you don't have a job, you don't have a place to live, when you say to him, look, it really irritates me that you don't put the top down on the john, he's going to say to you, right, and do exactly what he wants, or he's going to say, it's my place, it's my john, you know, make other arrangements. You're just not going to be able to make, you're not going to be able to negotiate as well as you'd like to, and you don't have to be angry with him. That you care about him, and I still have no idea what he's doing that's making you unhappy, but I think you have to think about it practically, and then maybe once you figure out what your alternatives are, then you can call me back and say, all right, I now know I can take care of myself if I have to leave, so I need to negotiate with him because I'm not willing to stay under these circumstances unless he puts the top down on the john. Now, you know and I know it's not top down on john, but you're not thinking about it carefully enough because you're not prepared to leave. And until you're prepared to leave, you're not going to think about it. So I think that's what you need to do is figure out, how do I get a part-time job? How do I support myself? Because as an occupational therapist, you should make some serious money. It may be that you can borrow some money from family. It may be that you can move in with a friend. But until you know that you have some option about him supporting you, you're not going to negotiate with him. And one of the ways to not negotiate with him is just think about things and, well, you know, he's not supportive of me. What does that mean? Doesn't mean anything, all right? So you think about how to support yourself, and then we can talk about what he's doing that's making you unhappy, all right? Folks, listen. The deal here is that I can help you if you can tell me what's going on. If you can't tell me what's going on, we're just going to have to count on either my somehow being able to sort it out, which you don't want to count on that. I mean, sometimes I'm really intuitive, but that's asking a lot. All right, so just tell me what's going on. And I understand it's a little embarrassing to talk about. It's usually not a lot of fun, but it's certainly the best way I can help you. All right?
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shop the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe, toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax-deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You hear me all the time talk about the fact that most psychological research is done on one of two groups. It's either done on undergraduates, or meaning in college kids, or rats. And most researchers would much rather work on rats because they learn, as opposed to undergraduates who say, yeah, but when I did it last time, it worked this way. Nevertheless, there's a new study that's out that says we need to be careful about cultural relativism. Because most of the studies that are done, for example, on mental health, on positivity, because you have to remember, up until about the last 10 years, most psychology was talking about pathologies. It was talking about mental problems. It was talking about prison populations. It was talking about aggression. It was talking about depression. So the study of how to be positive or normal behavior, maybe a little more than 10 years, but it's a relatively new way of looking at human behavior. Gail Shea wrote Passages, and that was what, about probably 30 some years ago. But Gail wasn't a psychologist. She sort of opened the door to a certain extent of just talking about normal behavior, but she did it from more novelist point of view. I mean, she studied real people, but it was not attempted to be scientific in the least. But she really opened the door for the study of, well, what about the rest of us? What about those of us who aren't in prison or aren't pathological or aren't suffering from mental illness? What can we expect in our life? What's normal? What's not normal? And I've made the statement about my program over the years that part of what I do is just help people understand what's normal and what's not, or what's ordinary. Normal is a strange word for psychologists to use, but what's ordinary and what's not. And most of us confuse that which makes us exceptional and that which makes us like everybody else. We turn them backward. But there's a new study out that suggests that not only have we been looking at it, that most research in America, as I said, comes from one of two groups, either undergraduates or rats. And especially when you're talking about things like gratitude and positivity and personality, you're really talking about human beings. It's very hard to understand personality in rats, to be quite honest. I know a lot of you feel you've dated somebody like that, but that's different. All right, so the idea, the first place I started with is positivity. And the idea, some of this came after September 11th, but some of it predates that. The idea of awful stuff, or let's not say awful stuff, icky stuff, I know, very psychological word, happens to everybody, where you get stood up on a blind date, or somebody that you did something for wasn't grateful, or somebody said something nasty, or you were bullied, or the line that you were in at the checkout stand came to a screeching halt. I mean, all the kind of daily irritations that get to everybody. So what they did was a study, and the study said, well, how many positive events does it take to offset a negative event? And the positive event could be just somebody saying, wow, you look great today, or seeing, you know, happy baby, or hearing a song that you really like, or seeing a movie that you really like. So it could be, they were pretty broad about what they said a positive event was. But what they're saying is, in the United States, the ratio of positive to negative to offset it is 2 to 1. So if somebody says, wow, you look like you haven't got much sleep, it's going to take two people saying, gee, you look great today, or walking outside and somebody saying, hi, how are you? That's going to take, the ratio is going to be 2 to 1. All right, so then they looked at Asian Americans in the United States. This was basically, they were looking at Caucasians. And I'm not sure exactly why they did it. Well, I do know exactly why they did it, which doesn't become evident to the end of the study. They looked at the difference between Eastern and Western philosophies as much as anything else, which they actually don't tell you in the study, but I'm telling you that's what's going on. So when they looked at Asian Americans or Koreans, and basically living in the United States or not, the ratio was 1.3 positive events to get the same offset as it took for Caucasians. So instead of two events, it took just more than a little bit of one. And obviously that means over a long period of time, you have to put together a whole bunch of stuff, because otherwise what would be a third of a compliment? But you get the point, right? And for those people living in Japan, it was 1 to 1. And what they looked at was, why would that be? And the answer is actually pretty interesting. It said in Asian cultures, the idea is that negative events can help you learn. And Americans don't necessarily believe that as much. They believe that somehow they must have earned the negative comment, or they take it personally, as opposed to Eastern cultures, which tend much more to say, well, there's something to be learned here. So it takes much less to put you back on equal footing, or on stable footing. Okay, so then they looked at gratitude. And the idea being that there's a gratitude intervention, that you sort of, instead of grumbling, that you write a letter to somebody saying, thank you for whatever it is, that your well-being or your health or your friendship or whatever. And what they found was the same group of white Americans that basically their sense of well-being, of being happier, increased 3 weeks into the intervention and then continued to increase for the next 3 weeks. Okay, when they looked at the same group, the South Koreans, they found that not only did that not happen, but the letters of gratitude, they declined, their sense of well-being declined 3 weeks in, and 3 weeks later was even worse. And the reason they decide that was the case, the explanation given, is that when South Koreans looked at what they should be grateful for, then they realized that their contribution to the group was not as good as it should have been. So they felt terrible about themselves. Obviously, a difference between a group mentality and a very personal mentality. Okay? So, and then they looked at the third category, which is kind of the compilation of these two, of the gratitude and the how you sort of recover your resilience. And they talked about a consistent self. All right, so that yourself is not buffeted as much by negativity, that you could find positivity in gratitude and sort of changing your attitude. They said that basically Americans over the age of 50, there's an 85% chance that you'll remain the same relative to your friends. And they looked at the categories of extroversion, neuroticism, agreeableness, and conscientiousness in 7 years. Okay. Then they looked at the Japanese and Koreans, and what they found is it depended who was in the room with them. Americans, basically, it didn't make any difference if you were with your friends or not, if you were by yourself. If you were by yourself in your Korean or South Korean or Japanese, there was some level of consistency. If they put one person in the room, then your level of consistency went down, but not very much. And the more people that were in the room, the less consistent you were. The idea being that you're talking about people who are much more group-oriented than self-oriented. So, it's really kind of an interesting notion of how the United States views personality and group and interaction and responsibility differently than the rest of the world. Interesting stuff. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.